May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 330. Your harp, ye trembling saints, down from the willows take, loud to the praise of Christ our Lord, bid every string awake. 330.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God, from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and of Judea and of Cappadocia and of Pontus and Asia, of Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, but we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken men, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapour of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I just pause, and that includes any poor sinner here this morning. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Here we leave the reading of God's word. May bless it to us. Help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, once again we're favoured and spared to come and gather together with thy people here. And we do pray, dear Lord, there may be known this day that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. What our desire is, Lord, what our prayer, our petition, our request, dear Lord, is that there may be another day, like we have just read of in thy word, that day of Pentecost, Lord, that there might be the outpouring of thy blessed Holy Spirit. There may be souls thus quickened into divine life, and sinners abundantly blessed, and all that souls may hear the sound of the glorious gospel of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Then, dear Lord, do come. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that it may be a blessed, gracious repetition then of these glorious things. One said, glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. And we do pray, Lord, that it may be so. Lord, to this end then, we need thee, we need thy help. We need the outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. We need enduring with power from on high. We need our mouth opened, our lips touched with a live coal from off the heavenly altar. We need our ears unstopped. We need to be made ready hearers, here to hear the word of divine grace. And dear Lord, do abundantly bless. Lord, we do thank thee for all thy kindness to us, for every mercy and favour, blessing bestowed upon us, Lord, each of us individually and collectively. Lord, we thank thee for thy kindness and goodness. Why, Lord, we have our daily needs abundantly supplied. We have health and strength, use of natural faculties, comforts, beds we lie on, roof over our heads, many, many mercies, many favours. Lord, we do thank thee for them. And we do acknowledge, Lord, thy kindness and thy goodness. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou indeed be with us now. Lord, we pray thou help us. Lord, we thank thee for all these things. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for the open Bible, the Bible we read in our own language. And we thank thee for Jesus, thy dear beloved Son. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, there may be a blessed revelation of him to our souls this day. Hear then our prayer, we pray, we beg, we ask. Dear Lord, thou knowest just how each one has come to chapel this morning. Oh, and we do pray, dear Lord, that none may be sent empty away. Even, Lord, those perhaps that have come out of form and custom, Lord, because of the expected thing, oh, we pray that they may not go home empty. Lord, we pray thou wilt then visit this little house of God, where thine honour dwelleth, where thou hast met with thy people in time past. I pray that thou wilt meet with us here this day. Lord, remember then ages they've come. Those have come hungering, thirsting after righteousness. But those, Lord, have come in the language of the opening hymn this morning. Oh, dear Lord, those have come waiting. Ah, Lord, that may not wait in vain. Why, the vision is for an appointed time, though it tarry. Wait for it, it'll surely come, and it will not tarry. And dear Lord, do bless. Gracious Lord, remember then age and all. May we each personally, Lord, bow down before thee, confessing our sin and guilt, our transgressions. We've got so many, Lord. Lord, we have got so many sins. Sins, Lord, that we are totally and utterly ashamed of. Lord, we've got what we call large sins, big sins, massive sins. Lord, beside those what we might regard as smaller sins. But dear Lord, we read in thy word that the thought of foolishness is sin. And Lord, and there's not one of us here that knows anything of the depth and depravity of our heart, know full well that we've had thoughts of foolishness. So, dear Lord Jesus, do come. Do pardon and forgive all. Do wash all, do cleanse all from our sin and guilt before thee. Lord, we may know and have that true godly sorrow and repentance. That repentance that needs not to be repented of. Dear Lord, do graciously help, do mercifully appear. And dear Lord, and do come, and do favour us here this day with the word of thy grace. There may be a blessed revelation of Jesus to our poor, never dying souls. There may be, dear Lord, an outpouring of that blessed Spirit. We do pray, dear Lord, for this little cause of truth. Do bless them together and do bind them together. Oh, bind them together in the love and spirit of the gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, be with them, be near them, graciously help them. And dear Lord, we do pray that thou wilt remember our friends here that hold office. Undertake for them and bless them and help them in their burdens, responsibilities. And pray, dear Lord, that thou remember each member of church and congregation alike. Bless their souls. Lord, and do fit us each and prepare us for heaven and for eternity. And make us right and keep us right. Bless the labours of thy servants as they come here to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lord, and go on. Thou hast, dear Lord, blessed and made it known, Lord, thy blessing to rest upon them here in times past already this year. We pray, Lord, that thou go on. And we ask, Lord, that thou art hear prayer. That there may be a godly, gracious increase, both in church and congregation. Lord, do bless. Ah, Lord, when we think, dear Lord, of church and congregation, Lord, oh, that thou cause many sinners round to come and fill the place. We do pray, Lord, that thou mercifully appear. Lord, then do help and bless the dear children. Undertake for them and bless their souls. Or they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. And that be very gracious to them. Lord, and no doubt some of them, dear Lord, are taking exams at the present time. Pray for their help. Lord, thou help them and be with them and grant them success. Oh, grant them, Lord, that prayer, that simple prayer, blessed prayer. Lord, help me. Oh, dear Lord, and do hear and answer it, we pray. Lord, we ask thee to go before them in life's pathway and the untrodden steps. Lord, thou guide and direct them in employment, and Lord, and direct them in their relationships one with another. Please, Lord, find for them a suitable one, Lord, that they might eventually come to the day of marriage. They may walk together in unity and the bond of peace. Hear them prayer for them. They need much prayer, Lord. There's so much evil, Lord, that abounds in our day. Lord, those evil associations and those evil organisations, dear Lord, we do pray thou'll put them down. Lord, do put them down. We do pray, Lord, that thou hear prayer indeed for our nation, thou mercifully arise for our help. Lord, what a crisis we are in, what chaos we are in. Could it please thee, Lord, to appear for us? Raise up for us one to lead and guide us and direct us, Lord. Who he is or she is, we know not. Where they're to be found, we know not. But dear Lord, Moses was at the backside of the desert. Joseph was in the prison. Dear Lord, and thou didst bring them forth. We do pray, dear Lord, it may be thy heavenly mind well that there's one. Lord, as it were unknown, for the most part of the present, or to bring them forth, to make them as a leader over us. Dear Lord, do help. And Lord, and whoever it is, will need much wisdom. Lord, to deliver us out of the present situation we're in, do mercifully appear for us. But then, dear Lord, also, we think, dear Lord, of the time of celebration of, or rather remembrance, of 75 years ago in the week past. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness and mercy to us then. Now thou dost deliver us from the enemy. Dear Lord, we have much to thank thee for. Lord, but we must remember, Lord, that it was at a huge cost of life. And a young man went to the war, never returned. Sacrifice was made. Lord, and we were granted at last deliverance and liberty. Now, dear Lord, sadly, we've sunk. We've forgotten the God that delivered us. Those days, Lord, we had times of prayer. Lord, our King then called for days of prayer. Lord, and we had those leaders that were godly men. Even those that were in command of those great armies prayed unto thee. Lord, we don't hear today of any praying of our MPs. And yet, Lord, we hope there are perhaps one or two, a few, that do pray. Lord, then do hear our prayer that they may be brought forward and they may be given that courage to take up the burden, Lord, and to lead this nation around. Hear our poor prayers. Accept our thanks then for all the mercies and favours. Pray thou remember thy people in sickness and afflictions past. But thy hand do heal, do restore, do raise up to health and strength where that is consistent to thy will. But Lord, we think of those, Lord, that to all appearances, Lord, have terminal illnesses, who are being brought down to the gates of the grave. Lord, it may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, Lord, bid them fear no evil. May they know that thou art with them and that thou comfortest them. Oh, comfort them, Lord, with the word of thy grace, for those exceeding great and precious promises, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. Remember those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, the widows and the widowers, and the motherless and fatherless, brotherless, sisterless, be near to each. Pray, dear Lord, that thou then remember. Lord, then to be with us. Lord, we're a poor, poor man. Lord, and thou knowest what thou hast suddenly laid upon one spirit. Lord, we pray thy help. Lord, that thou be with us. And come, dear Lord, and fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead to the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask Jesus' sake, amen.
Hymn 561. Jesus, our heavenly warrior, is. He fights our battles well. His wisdom, love and power displays and conquers death and hell. 561.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. I read verse 8. Acts chapter 2, verse 36, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Our dear friend and brother read this chapter this morning at breakfast time. And up to that moment, this was not my text. And so one feels totally and utterly dependent upon the Lord. And I don't know that I've ever attempted to preach about the day of Pentecost before. But it is this day of Pentecost today. And the day of Pentecost was at that time one of those feasts that we read of back here in the book of Exodus, chapter 23 and verse 16, the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of thy labours, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labours out of the field. There's a time then when this feast should be remembered. But here, at this time, this season, when this day of Pentecost was fully come, let us just remind ourselves of what has gone on before. In the previous chapter, the dear Lord Jesus Christ has indeed appeared unto his disciples and was taken up into heaven in the cloud, which received him out of their sight. And whilst these disciples looked toward heaven, two men stood by them in white apparel, which said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And then they returned. Then we find that there was one that was appointed in the place of Judas Iscariot, which betrayed the Lord Jesus. And then we come here into this second chapter, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They're all in one accord, in one. And suddenly, this verse, looking at this chapter again in the vestry prior to the service, and these two words seem to fixed very much upon one's mind, and suddenly we read of a few times in the Word of God, and suddenly. Why, indeed, when the dear Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, as recorded here in the Gospel of Luke, there were the shepherds abiding in the fields, and how the angel said unto them, "Fear not, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." There was this sign, there was this, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." And suddenly, yes, there is this heavenly host. And here, suddenly, there was the sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were. And what an amazing appearance that was, of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, resting upon them. And there were those over here, they appeared and they spake in other tongues. And all these, it gives a list of them here, they heard them speak in their own tongues. And why we perhaps ought to just notice this as well. Why there will be the day when this world shall be rolled together as a scroll. And it will be suddenly. Sudden appearance of the Lord God of heaven and glory. Yes, as it says here, so shall come in like manner as you see him go into heaven. Friends, the dear Lord Jesus Christ, God's dear beloved Son, has already come. He's already visited this earth once. And he came, dear soul, as the Saviour of sinners. He came to seek and save those who were lost. He exalted us to come unto him and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. But he comes again. Comes as the righteous judge of all the earth. When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Is your prayer there with the hymn writer? Prevent it by thy grace. Be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. Then, dear soul, may you and I join, then loud the crowd I'll sing. The heavens resound in mansions ring with shouts of sovereign grace. Blessed be his name, yes. The friends, he will come, yes, to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep will be found on his right hand. The goats will be found on his left. There will be those that found in heaven, in glory, in eternal bliss, in paradise. Join in that holy, happy chorus. singing praise unto the Lamb in the midst of the throne. And the wicked will be found where hope and mercy can never come. Forbid it, Lord, that it should be anyone here in this chapel this morning. That I cannot bear the piercing thought, but if your name, my name, should be left out when thou for us shalt call. And suddenly, but this will be a mercy if, dear soul, you and I are found here. There's another suddenly here. The ninth chapter in the Acts of the Apostles. Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus. And as he journeyed and came near to Damascus, suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. I wonder where you are journeying to this morning. Are you, dear soul, journeying? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16, I think it is. That it speaks there that they sought another country. Are you seeking another country? Or are you, sinner, are you walking here with Saul of Tarsus? In sin and iniquity, persecuting the church of God, and suddenly, why, what a blessing it would be if the Holy Spirit indeed should shine, the great light shine round about him. Yes, from heaven. Oh, if there's a total stranger here this morning to his precious name and blood, oh, may the dear Lord shine into your heart. Paul there was converted by the power and the unction of his Holy Spirit. Quickened into divine life. It changed his life completely. And if it should happen to you, dear soul, it'll change your life as well. It will. The things that you now think of will take second place. No, your desire to forget them. Your pray for forgiveness. Your pray that the Lord will wash and cleanse you in his own precious atoning blood. They make you right and fit you and prepare you for heaven and for glory. You'll be found here at this all in this text. Yes. They heard this. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly. See, all the house of Israel. Saul of Tarsus was of that house of Israel. As an unconverted man. Oh, what a mercy if There should be some unconverted souls here this morning that will be converted. Boy, when they heard this, when they heard what? That, you see, Peter charged his home to them, yes, very faithfully. Know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified. Whom ye have crucified. You see, your sin and your iniquities, that they crucified the Lord of life and glory. Yes. Ah, dear soul. You see, there were those nails, were there not, that crucified the, that held the Lord Jesus on that cross at Calvary. He was nailed to the cross through his hands and his feet. Crucified. Ah, yes, sinner, whom ye have crucified. Sinner, your sins and mine. Yes, nailed him there to the cross at Calvary. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their yes, how? Are you pricked in your heart? Does the Holy Spirit convince you of your sin and your iniquities? You know what they are. I know what mine are. Oh, and we hang our head in shame. Yes, and they say here, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Ah, oh, dear soul, why, these things, dear soul, by the operation of the Holy Spirit of God, in your heart and mine, will bring us to the place where the dear publican was found. And he cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ah, yes, as one says, here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies and past offences pain mine eyes. But dear soul, Peter preaches the gospel with many other things. He spoke to them. Well, the Lord help us to speak of some of those many other things. Psalm 130, how does it read? If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Dear soul, that's not the end of the scriptures of truth. Oh, and we thank God for that. We thank Holy Spirit of God for that, for leaving on sacred record. What's the next words? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. may feel this morning, sinner, that you are a vile, wretched man or woman or lad or lass. It is, oh, but there is. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But there is. And the dear Lord has said by his dear servant, the prophet, in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Look unto me, and be ye saved. Jesus, dear soul, invites poor sinners to come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Now then, what does one of the other prophets say? One of those that we sometimes call the minor prophets. This is no minor message. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Sinner, he delights in mercy. Poor fallen man today, for the most part, seem to think that the Lord God delights in sending sinners to hell. Well, he does not. The Lord takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But he does take pleasure in the death of them that fear him. And those that fear him are like Cornelius, and they pray always. Saul of Tarsus, from this day forward, he constantly prayed, and he exhorts you and I to pray well. Yes. Oh, and dear soul, and the dear Lord Jesus, come to his ministry. And what does he say? And he says this to these that are saying, men and brethren, what shall we do? He says, all that the Father give me shall come. Listen, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Saul of Tarsus was a notorious character. He was persecuting the Church of God. Hence, man in his wisdom would never put Saul of Tarsus in heaven in glory. He didn't deserve it. He was such an awful man, persecuting, hailing men and women into prison. Literally, for believing, speaking in the name of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But, you see, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And the dear apostle came to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And he fell down at his feet. And he said, Lord, and what wilt thou have me to do? Why, he was to go into the city, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do. Ah, yes. Oh, and what shall we do? Well, Peter gives the answer. It's not my answer. It's God's answer. It happens to be my lot to proclaim it, as I trust a servant of the Lord, an unworthy one at that, a sinful one at that. But here's all he says here, repent. Repent. Ah, repentance. The gift of the Holy Spirit. That is, dear soul, of leaving the hateful ways of sin. It's turning from sin. It's turning to God. Turning to his ways. And perhaps with one or more of you, it'll be getting that Bible down off of the shelf that's covered in dust. It hasn't been taken down for so long. Ah, and it'll be reading it. And inwardly digesting it. And it will be pleading it before the Lord at the throne of grace. It'll be saying, what shall I do? It's here, Lord, on my heart the burden lies, and all these past offences pain mine eyes. Maybe this, dear soul. Yes, you'll have to ask God, dear soul, to help you to turn away from those sins. You won't be able to do it of your own self. That I'm a witness to. You can't do it just of yourself, dear soul. It'll be looking unto Jesus. It'll be praying, Lord, help me. Divorce my soul from every sin. Let me thy servant be. Yes, sinner. And where does this repentance lead us to? True repentance, dear soul, there will be forgiveness. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, yes, dear soul, what an outpouring of the Spirit there was on this day of Pentecost. It wasn't just one soul. There was 3,000 souls. It was a very, very large assembly, was it not? And they were all eager to hear. The words of eternal life. The Lord Jesus, he asked his disciples. Many had gone away. And the Lord Jesus asked his disciples, will ye also go away? Peter spoke on behalf of the disciples. Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And it's those words that sinners today, called quickened by grace, want to hear, desire to hear. And will give the Lord no rest until they do hear. Their cry will be with dear Job of old. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. To repent, to turn from sin, to forsake the ways of sin and iniquity, to turn our back on it. Yes, and with God's help, is all to do it no more. Yes, the Apostle Paul says this somewhere in his epistles: "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing." I don't know what some of you may have been doing on the past day, the past night, the past evening. Were you in some den and hovel of iniquity? Let me ask you this, dear soul. I hope you weren't there, but I can't help it. I must bring this forth. Dear soul, if you were in some, as I say, some den or hovel of iniquity, if the Lord should have come last night, yes, as that righteous judge, where would your soul be now? Pause, my soul, and ask the question. Art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee, Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? Yes. But if still a total stranger, and if you were in that den and hole of iniquity last night, then you were still that total stranger to his precious name and blood. Thou, you sinner, are on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. What shall we do? What shall we do? Repent. Yes. Oh, there is, let me repeat it again, there is forgiveness with thee. Why, what can we find here in the, I nearly said it, oh well, the gospel according to Isaiah? And what does the blessed Spirit say to us here? Yes, sinner, is what the Holy Spirit says about humble souls that turn to God, turn from their sin, turn from their iniquity, turn to him with a broken and a contrite heart. Isaiah 57:15, For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And further down here, verse 18, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. What shall we do? Repent. Yes. Yes, it is our repentance. Blessed gift. Oh, that we knew more of it. There's a repentance will produce a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It will. There will be a mourning before God at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy. Israel coming out of the wilderness, they murmured, they complained of the hardness of the way. But when the Lord sent fiery serpents among them to bite them, then they repented. Then they said, we have sinned. Yes. Yes, you come into that spot. You acknowledging, dear soul, that you have sinned and you've come short of the glory of God. You come short of his commands. Yes, repent. Repent, fall down before him, dear soul. Now, whether I can find this, but the dear hymn writer, I think it's here. Yes, it is. Hymn 23, verse 5. Come then, repenting sinner, come. Approach with humble faith. Oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. His blood can cleanse the blackest soul and wash our guilt, wash your guilt away. He will present us, he will present you, poor soul, sound and whole in that tremendous day. No wonder good John Newton says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. So then it's this, oh, let's repent. But that again, sinner, is not the end of the scriptures of truth. It's and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Be baptized. Yes. Dear Saul was very shortly baptized. You know, sinner, here it says, repent and be baptized. Some believe this, that I cannot be baptized before I've had the forgiveness of my sin. Well, that's not what you're reading here in the Acts of the Apostles. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, oh, that gift of the Holy Ghost, the pardon, forgiveness, of the loving kindness of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ may well come after you have fulfilled this command, repent and be baptised in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, be interred at his commanding and after his obedience rise. Yes, the hymn writer says, I believe, Jesus' grave before you lie. Yes, dear soul, the grave of our Lord Jesus Christ, be baptised within there. Yes, dear soul, and you'll know there what Paul says there in Philippians, that I might know him and the fellowship of his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his death. So, and you know, there's such peace. There is such peace the other side of that water. Why? Because you've done the Lord's bidding. You know, the Apostle Paul, I should say, Saul of Tarsus. Yes, you know, from that day forward, on that road to Emmaus, he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And his love grew deeper and deeper. And so will yours, and so will mine, dear soul, as we go along in life's journey. Yea, Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, and suddenly, yes, and how sudden sometimes then is the work of God's grace. True. With some, dear souls, it's here a little and there a little. And it's line upon line, it's precept upon precept. But with others, it's something like Saul of Tarsus, suddenly quickened into divine eye. Yes, you read on there in the Acts of the Apostles, don't we? Is it chapter 16? Not sure, but why there was the Apostle Paul and Silas, and they were in prison, weren't they? And the jailer had beaten them with many stripes, and suddenly there was an earthquake. Oh, and the jailer was going to destroy himself, wasn't he? Do thyself no harm, we are all here. And he came in there, and he leaped in to their presence. Oh, and we read, and he was baptized in all his house. He believed. He believed in the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Mighty works, and suddenly, this all. Oh, I do hope. Oh, it would rejoice my heart to know that someone here this morning has been quickened into divine life suddenly by the work of the Holy Spirit of God in their heart, in their souls, and have come to the knowledge that they are sinner and that Jesus is their only Saviour, and they come looking unto him. Dear, oh, the Lord says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Yes, forgiveness is a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. Yes, repent and be baptized, every one of you, Every one of you that believe in the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. If you love me, keep my commandments. Sinner, if you don't love him, you haven't got to keep his commandments. But if you do love him, you've got no excuse not to. Repent. What shall we do? Ah, mine's an urgent pressing case. Yes. Perhaps yours is an urgent pressing case this morning. Yes. And it's God be merciful to me, a sinner. And this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Why me? Why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? We must revel I in hell. We're not salvation free.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £715, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday school this afternoon and preach tomorrow evening. And God willing, Mr. Wheatley will preach next Lord's Day and also hopes to address the Sunday school. And the collections today are for the Christian Institute. Let us close with hymn 563. Come thou now, exalted Saviour, bless us with a solemn frame. Teach us now, henceforth, for ever, to adore thy precious name. Lovely Jesus, never let us stray again. 563.
us through the remainder of this day, the remainder of our days here on earth. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.